Time to recap Redlintie County Commissioners meeting from yesterday morning. County Commissioner Earl McNutt, how we doing, sir?
Not too bad, Rich. We get a couple days of break from the heat, but it looks like it's coming right back. And I know we're just talking, man, that was brutal over the weekend there, 111 degrees on Sunday. And we look ahead and fair coming, and it just doesn't look very positive for any kind of good temperatures anyway.
This week, all of the rest of what we just talked about, Wednesday through the weekend and all of next week.
Yeah.
God. Of course, with fair coming around, you usually get a hot week coming up, but man, it would just be consecutive days. We don't get any rain.
No, it's just the heat is just continuing on, and like you said, absolutely no rain at all. So,
well, hopefully, when we have the chances, it happens. We've been bypassed a couple of times lately, haven't we?
Yeah, we certainly have, and we're kind of getting in dire straits there where we could sure use some moisture anyway. So,
let's get to the county commissioners recap once again from yesterday. Pretty quick meeting for the most part.
It was a full morning there. We were there till right at noon there, so it definitely earned our keep. And then yesterday afternoon, we kicked off the beginning of protest hearings on top of it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Fun days, huh? We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody for citizens' comments. Ted Gans, he was there just to set in, listen to us take care of business, but no comments anyway.
Review accounts payable claims.
And obviously, second Monday of the month, even though we didn't have a meeting on the 4th of July, which is pretty notable why we didn't, there was definitely some claims to look at.
Board of Equalization meeting, Christy Correll, assessor on hand for that.
That's correct. We kicked off the agenda. The first item was a Board of Equalization matter with Redlintie County Assessor Christy Correll. The first, she presented her three-year plan of assessment. This is required by Nebraska law that was put into place, and it's LB 263, and that kind of outlines this, and really it just kind of lays out a game plan for the next 3 years of how they're going to do their assessment practices and which areas they'll be looking at there. And it is mandatory that she presents this assessment letter to us each and every year, and that certainly was received yesterday, and we looked at it and moved forward. The second item she had then was just a review of county cemeteries. There's actually 18 cemeteries recorded on our list. I know there are some other smaller private ones out there too that are not officially on the list of cemeteries, but there is 18 of them that we definitely record and have our books there.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. Dan had a visit from Kent Davis from Frenchman Valley Co-op on fuel prices.
This is correct. Every year, and it typically happens in the month of December, the city of McCook and Redlintie County have been going together and trying to contract on some fuel pricing. This year there was some additional competition. Shell Corporation wanted to bid on this also. And then when this was signed off on and was supposed to take hold in the January 1st of the year, there was some confusion on getting the billing straight there. I know the city was having issues as well as the county. Kent was in yesterday really just to verify that we do believe that the billing situation has got resolved and that everything is being properly coded and paid for in the manner that was accepted in the bid contracts. I know diesel fuel prices, off-road diesel fuel was contracted at $2.69 a gallon. Highway diesel was $2.97. Gasoline prices reflected very similar numbers too. And there is a limit on, are they coded for so many gallons of use in this contract there. So he was just verifying that and making sure that everything is good to go. But certainly we're enjoying these types of prices when we know what everybody else is paying across the board anyway. So
I guess, you know, like the news has been talking about, and the prices have gone down the last week or so, which is good for us. Hopefully they'll keep plummeting.
Yeah, we can only hope that they continue. I just have no idea how to speculate that and where it's going to end up at. We may never see the prices we did a year ago for quite some time, if ever again. So,
exactly right. Next up, open gravel bids.
Yes, yesterday was the date and time that we had advertised to receive an open gravel bids. Typically, we try to do this the last Monday of June of every year, but as we know, there was a lot of things going on over the last few months with the complaint that had been filed with the public auditor's office, and it delayed our process. So yesterday was the time we opened these bids. We had four different suppliers that presented quotes to the county. Steve Barenberg from EIA was the first one we received. And I won't go through every single precinct because there'd be a lot of numbers, but I'll give you some highs and lows. His low price, and this was for Red Willow County Precinct, was $11.14 per ton delivered on the road named, to a high price of $16.70 per ton in the Coleman District. These kind of reflect a little bit, looking back to last year, his prices were $11.50 on the low end to clear up to $19 on the high end. So, you know, with inflation there, I don't know quite for sure how to look at those numbers, but he would have been the low bidder on 12 precincts. Next, we had a bid from Derek Richards, Richards Gravel Company. They were straight across the board, $20 per ton on every precinct. Keith Becker from Southwest Gravel Products, he has never got his pit going in Red Willow County here, so his numbers were strictly all Platte Valley gravel, which he would haul from North Platte primarily or Lexington area. So those numbers were anywhere from $19.42 up to almost $27 a ton, but obviously a much better product. And then the final bids come in from Paulson's Incorporated. Kelly McCoy and Mike Seaman were there to represent them. They were actually low bidder on 8 precincts. Their bids ran from anywhere from $11.82 on the low end per ton delivered to $15.54 on the high end per ton delivered. And when you look at that, how it reflects to their prices a year ago, they were basically $11.02 on the low end up to $14.52. So, you know, their increases were pretty standard across the board. So with that, we considered all these. And the bottom line is, with the state, complaint that was filed from Mr. Barenberg of EIA Sand and Gravel with the public auditor's office, and the results that we got back from the findings of their study was that we need to work very closely with the county attorney, make sure that we're doing this properly. And the bottom line, primary recommendation from both Paul Wood and the public auditor's office is that we should probably reject any and all bids, which was the case yesterday. We did reject all these bids. So we're kind of at the mercy of the suppliers, and we hope that each and every one of them will honor these prices that they've given us. Obviously, that's something that we will wait and see how it progresses, but could be an interesting year ahead.
Next up, a visit from Mackenzie Coltrane, grants for outdoor fitness.
And this was, this lady's actually out of Wisconsin. She just done a call-in yesterday there. This is a case where they're a group that's working with cities, counties, villages, government entities across the board trying to make the world a healthier place and promote wellness. And really, you know, looking at the literature that's presented, it really does fall more into something that they should be working with cities on, probably, because this would be a case where you could put exercise equipment in parks and different places of that nature where people could properly utilize this. There's a grant process that you go through, and you could receive up to $30,000. And I believe the total equipment cost was almost $142,000. So you would need some other fundraisers and different methods of supporting those additional dollars. But we listened to the presentation, thanked her for calling in, but certainly probably not something that the county was going to be interested in.
Putting fitness equipment in parks.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I got a big brochure here on it there, you know, and it's kind of extensive there. So
rain, hot, I mean, weather, snow, wouldn't it just ruin the equipment in due time?
You would think it would. I mean, obviously, you know, we don't see a lot of it right here in our area, yeah. But, you know, on the walking trails, there is some little fitness equipment scattered around, yeah. But not a lot. And we all know that not only the rain and snow, but just the heat and the yeah. massive temperature changes, you know, takes a toll on all that. So,
next up, discuss possible expenditures for ARPA funds.
Yes, obviously there's still time here. We do have our full quota of ARPA funds that we have been allocated, a little over $2 million in our funds. Some of that's been expended, but it is time to start actually dedicating some projects for this money. I know we do have until December 31st of 26 to officially have all this money spent, but certainly it is necessary that we look at projects that we could use this money on, projects that I believe we should be concentrating on that we would otherwise have to budget for and ask for tax money to pay for. So it is something that could be of a tremendous advantage. I know a lot of the different things we discussed yesterday, we are currently working on trying to put some specs together for replacing windows in the courthouse. That was one major item that was not done in the remodel process back in the 90s. Obviously, throughout the entire courthouse, there's carpeting and different things of that nature that need to be done. Over at the fairgrounds here, the Ag Complex building has some issues. Could be a pretty good expense there as far as replacing all the exterior tin work. We're still looking at some potential bridge projects. The sheriff's office needs a new transport van, or not for the sheriff, but for the jail. Employees talked about bonuses, additional items for the sheriff's side, body cameras and tasers, which could be some extra grant funds available in other areas there. And then one item I threw out there, knowing from our previous discussion on gravel concerns, I just threw the idea out, and it's we've talked about it a couple different times over the years, and because the initial startup expense just wasn't even something to consider, but maybe the county should just get into the gravel business themselves, find a location to set up our own gravel pit, and therefore we're no longer relying upon anybody. We just it would require hiring a couple extra people to run the pit and certainly set us up for the long term as far as being sustainable ourselves there. So, you know, that could be a larger dollar item that could utilize these dollars in a very positive way. So it is something that's considered. I know Randy Dean said, you know, he kind of even thought about that. And we'll probably have some more discussions there. So
other counties, have they done that?
There's some counties out there that do operate their own gravel pits. Probably the numbers across the state are not great. I mean, I do know there's several of them going east of here on the southern tier counties that do have their own pits. And like I said, there are some out there, but primarily one of those issues that a lot of people do not have the supply issues that we do. So,
all right. Next up, budget and raises.
Yes, it's that time of year for budget talks, and we got our paperwork yesterday. The clerk had all the budgets sent out to everybody to start working on. Obviously, they typically like to have them back within a couple weeks here, probably before the end of July, just for preliminary review. So one of the main items that all the different elected officials always want to have discussion on is obviously pay raises for employees. The clerk had asked, kind of got together with all the other officials in the courthouse and come up with a number that they're going to consider for their employees. They're looking at somewhere in that area of possibly $200 a month increase for their employees. There was no official action here, but certainly just information that they can use as they start progressing through their budget processes. And certainly the county board, we have several different budgets that we're responsible for and we'll be working on ourselves. So it's going to be very busy over the next couple weeks here.
You had quite a few items on the consent agenda as well?
We certainly did. Actually, eight of them in total yesterday. The first one, approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners. An item, housekeeping matter, we take care of each and every week. Second item, approved accounts payable claims. That grand total was $163,559.17. I know the comments there were, obviously we're into a new fiscal year now. Beans July has started, so bills were down quite a bit from what we've seen in the past couple months. The third item was authorized chairman's signature on notice to proceed for the 2022 Armor Coat project. It just seems like every week we've had some more documentation to sign there, but I believe Figgins Construction is almost ready to start on the county's work. The fourth item, authorized chairman's signature on a letter of engagement for Lutz and Company. They work with counties on the ARPA funds and the reporting requirements. The fifth item, authorized chairman's signature on Redwell County Medical and Dental Plan with Lucent Health. This was an item that we were hoping to have signed a couple weeks ago at our prior meeting, but we didn't have the documents prepared and in front of us on that particular day, so it had to be postponed until yesterday, but was taken care of. The next item was reappoint Dan Stramel to the Veterans Service Board. His term will expire June 30th of 2027. Dan obviously has been a truly dedicated person to that board for quite some time and does an excellent job. The seventh item was authorized chairman's signature on Region 2 Human Services County Match request for fiscal year 22-2023. Our amount this upcoming year for that will be $44,074.34. And then the last item we need, there's a county road occupancy agreement for Pinpoint Communications. This was on Road 723 north of Bartley. It was to bury a drop to a house, I believe, in the area of Bill Moore's. And wrapping up the consent agenda, we then went into reports. We had three of them. The sheriff's monthly revenue report, which is his paper services for the month. County clerk's monthly revenue report, and then also the district court clerk's monthly revenue report. So, yes, it was a very busy morning, and looking ahead, certainly not only for the rest of July, but you know, into August and until late September when we have budgets officially approved, I would expect all the meetings to last quite a bit longer.
And pretty typical since you had the 4th of July, no meeting there. It's been 2 weeks, so everything kind of loaded up, didn't it?
It definitely loaded up on us. Like I said, it was just almost noon when we adjourned from the Board of Commissioners meeting and then got a quick break for lunch and was back at 1 o'clock and started public hearings to review for a property protest. And really this yesterday afternoon was a new one, and it was related to all the fire damages there. This is a case where 3-4 years ago, whenever the floods went through northeast Nebraska, and a lot of Nebraska really had issues there. There was legislation that was enacted at that time to help give relief to property owners, and this is kind of a carryover in which we have the opportunity to help some of these landowners out that have filed protest in regards to the damages they've received from the fires. I know there's some outbuildings and a house, a couple houses that actually burnt, but a lot of it's just land damage and obviously all the fences that go around the pastures and stuff that had burned up. So there is a lot of repair that needs to be made. So
next meeting's coming up on next Monday on the 18th.
Yep, we'll be there next Monday and go after it again, and certainly welcome people to come and attend the meetings. Back to this fire deal, I know talking to Christy Carell yesterday, people do still have until the end of this week, July 15th, to file a protest in this in regards to this. As far as all other protests, you know, the deadline is done past, but this one still has some timeline, and there are a lot of landowners out there that have been affected anyway, so.
Red Willow County Fair starts next week.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, Rich. We're just over a week away from the county fair, and then before you know it, we'll be wrapping up July and into August here. School right around the corner.
The guy following you this morning is going to be very, very happy to get those kids back in school again.
I'm sure he's super excited there and definitely just pumped up for it.
He just gave a fist pump right behind you. I just saw him get the fist pump.
I don't doubt it.
If he could keep those kids in every day during the summer, he would do it.
You know, he's kind of that way, you know.
We are roasting Mr. Norgaard this morning, even before he gets on the program.
Absolutely.
And again, county commissioners meeting Mondays, the public invited to come on by and sit in.
Yes, they are. We certainly welcome them. And we'll, as I always say, if they don't make it for citizens' comments, we'll certainly squeeze them in if they do need to speak to the board. So.